So today we are going to read from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, text 12. Seyo hi jnanam abhyasaj jnanad dhyanam visishyate Dhyanat karma phala tyagas tyagat shantar anantaram seyo hi jnanam abhyasat jnanat dhyanam visishyate dhyanat karma phala tyagas Tyaga chantir anantaram Seyo hi jnanam abhyasaj Jnanat dhyanam vishishyate Dhyanat karma phala tyagas Tyaga chantir anantaram Seyo hi jnanam abhyasaj Jnanat dhyanam visishyate Jnanat karma phala tyagas Tyagat shantir anantaram Seyo hi jnanam abhyasaj Jnanat dhyanam visishyate Gyan dhanat karma phala tyaga Tyaga chantir anantaram Seyo hi jnanam abhyasaj Jnanat dhyanam visishyate Jnanat karma phala tyaga Tyaga chantir anantaram Seyo hi jnanam abhyasaj Jnanat dhyanam visishyate Jnanat karma phala tyaga Tyaga shanti antaram What word meaning? Seya? Better. He? Certainly. Jnanam? Knowledge. Abhyasat, then practice. Jnanat, then knowledge. Dhyanam, meditation. Visheshyate is considered better. Dhyanat, then meditation. Karma phala tyaga, renunciation of the results of fruitive action. Tyagat by such renunciation. Shanti, peace. Anantaram, thereafter. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. If you cannot take to this practice, then engage yourself in the cultivation of knowledge. Better than knowledge, however, is meditation. And better than meditation is renunciation of the fruits of action. For by such renunciation one can attain peace of mind. Please repeat after me. If you cannot take to this practice, then engage yourself in the cultivation of knowledge. Better than knowledge, however, is meditation. And better than meditation is renunciation of the fruits of action. For by such renunciation one can attain peace of mind. purport. As mentioned in the previous verses, there are two kinds of devotional service: the way of regulative principles and the way of full attachment and love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For those who are actually not able to follow the principles of Krishna consciousness, it is better to cultivate knowledge, because by knowledge one can be able to understand his real position. Gradually knowledge will develop to the point of meditation. By meditation one can be able to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by a gradual process. There are processes which make one understand that one himself is the Supreme, and that sort of meditation is preferred if one is unable to engage in devotional service. If one is not able to meditate in such a way, then there are prescribed duties as enjoined in the Vedic literature for the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras, which we shall find in the last chapter of Bhagavad Gita. But in all cases, one should give up the result of fruits of labor. This means to employ the result of karma for some good cause. In summary, to reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the highest goal, there are two processes. One process is by gradual development and the other process is direct. Devotional service in Krishna consciousness is the direct method, and the other method involves renouncing the fruits of one's activities. Then one can come to the stage of knowledge, then to the stage of meditation, then to the stage of understanding the Super Soul, and then to the stage of Supreme Personality of Godhead. One may take either the step-by-step process or the direct path. The direct process is not possible for everyone. Therefore, the indirect process is also good. It is, however, to be understood that the indirect process is not recommended for Arjuna, because he is already at the stage of loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord. It is for others who are not at this stage, for them the gradual process of renunciation, knowledge, meditation and realization of the Super Soul and Brahman should be followed. But as far as Bhagavad Gita is concerned, it is the direct method that is stressed. Everyone is advised to take to the direct method and surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapad Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashati Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinu Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatiru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyascha Patita Nama Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here in the purport this is mentioned that there are two ways. One is the way of regulative principles and the way of full attachment and love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this connection, Srila Prabhupada gives example of staircase that is going to 100th floor. There is staircase and there is elevator. So one who is not about the knowledge of the elevator will go by the staircase one after another. First building, second building, second. Then in this way he will go to the 100th floor. But one who is intelligent, he will take directly to the elevator. So that is described over here. Directly taking to Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness, as Prabhupada later on mentions, that it is recommended for everyone. Bhagavad Gita, as far as Bhagavad Gita is concerned, it is a direct method that is stressed. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that there are two types of people. It comes in the section of where Sati was felt offended when her father, her husband was sitting, Lord Shiva was sitting in sacrificial arena performed by Daksh Prajapati. So when Daksh Prajapati entered the sacrificial arena, except Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, everybody got up to respect Daksh Prajapati. So Daksh Prajapati saw that Shiva did not got up, he felt offended. Daksh Prajapati was more of inclined to perform fruitive activity. Fruitive activity gradually elevates one to the higher planetary system for more and more sense gratification as per the Vedic injunctions. So Daksh Prajapati felt offended and he started to accuse Lord Shiva for this, because Lord Shiva is supposed to be in one sense as good as son of Daksh Prajapati. But here Lord Shiva was constantly meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one is meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he need not follow, constantly absorbing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he need not follow the regulative principles. Regulative principles are meant for those people who are not on that platform, not that higher platform. So he accused, and there was cursing and counter-cursing between the followers of Daksh Prajapati and the followers of Lord Shiva. And thereafter, Sati, she had felt offended because her husband was being criticized. So she speaks the verse to her father that Naved Vada Nanu Vartate Mati Swayeva Loke Ramato Mahamuni Yatha Gatir Dev Manushyo Prithak Swayeva Dharme Naparam Kshipetita. Means that those who are inclined to fruitive activities, as mentioned in the Vedic literatures, they cannot understand the position of such self-realized souls who are situated in the loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She gives example that just like demigods, they fly in the sky, and the human beings, they walk on the earth. So human beings who are walking on the earth, they have to pass through so many impediments. There will be rivers, there will be mountains, jungles. So they have to pass through all these obstacles in order to go from one place to another place. But as far as demigods are concerned, they are not bound up to all these different impediments that come in their way. So this is the situation of the pure devotees compared to that of the demigods. Pure devotees are constantly absorbed in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because all the regulative principles that is described in the scriptures, all the prohibitions and all the principles are to be followed. They are ultimately meant to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Smartavyam Satyam Vishnu Vismartavyam Nijatuchit Sarve Vidhi Nisheda Sharyatayur Vikinkara. To always remember Krishna and to never forget Krishna, this is the purpose for which all the regulations and prohibitions are mentioned in the scriptures. So Lord Shiva was already engaged in that. He was constantly fulfilling the purpose for which all the rules and regulations and the prohibitions mentioned in the scripture are meant for. He was constantly absorbed in thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As I stated here, the two types of the way of regulative principle and the way of full attachment in love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So those who are following the way of regulative principles, they may misunderstand the behavior of someone who is on the platform of constantly absorbed in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in the continuation, Sati says that it is better to execute one's own. She says that karma pravrittam cha nivrittam apravrittam. One is, in the Vedic literature there are two types of activities described. One is pravritti marg and other is nivritti marg. Pravritti marg is trying to attain the sense gratification by following the different Vedic injunctions. And nivritti marg is giving up sense gratification. One sort of, like here stated, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. So if one tries to see the behavior of pravritti marg in the person of nivritti, and the behavior that which is described for nivritti marg in pravritti, then that is contradiction. And except these two, there is a third kind of personality that is described. He is transcendental to both the pravritti and nivritti marg. It is those people who are the pure devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are constantly absorbed in the thought of the Supreme Lord. And that was the case of Lord Shiva. So as far as pravritti marg is concerned, then like grihasthas are supposed to live in householder life, and they are supposed to follow the Vedic literature so that as per the Vedic literature they can attain sense gratification, at the same time pursue the highest goal by living in that particular varna and ashrama. And on the other hand, the sannyasi is supposed to follow the nivritti marg, the path of renunciation. So path of renunciation they follow, and both of them are supposed to attain to the platform, transcendental platform, that is loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If somebody is following the different principles as described here for the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Sudras, there are different principles to be followed. So they, while living in their own varna and ashrama, they try to follow for Brahmana, Kshamo, Damo, Tapah, Shacham, Shanti, Rajyam, Memocha, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikyam, Brahma, Karma, Subhavajam. Forgiveness, Kshamo, Dama, control of the senses, peacefulness, Jnana, Vijnana, knowledge and the application of that knowledge in one's life. That is meant for the Brahmanas. Kshatriyas are supposed to be chivalrous, Shauryam, Tejo, Dhriti, Daksham. They are not supposed to be fearful in the battlefield. So similarly, Vaishyas and Shudras also, all these different methods are described. Prabhupada writes, but in all cases one should give up the result of fruits of labor. In all cases one has to give up the results of fruits of labor. This means to imply the result of karma for some good cause. So this renunciation of certain asset from one's labor, what happens by that? Prabhupada writes that renunciation, by renunciation, one can attain peace of mind. So by renunciation, one attains to the peace of mind. This peace of mind is the ultimate attainment of those who are situated, those who want to attain to the Brahman realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada here mentions this also, that gradually one will, for the gradual process of renunciation, knowledge, meditation and realization of the Super Soul and Brahman should be followed. So these are the gradual processes that one passes through. Like I gave the example of a stairs and the elevator. So one may be situated either on renunciation, on the platform of renunciation or knowledge or meditation. Wherever one may be situated, whichever stair one may be there, if one suddenly comes to know that devotional service to Lord Krishna is ultimately all in all, then he may take directly to the elevator from that step. Like if somebody is on 10th floor and elevator is coming from down, he can directly take to the elevator and directly reach to the 100th floor immediately. And it also requires introspection, that I am going forward in my spiritual life. Otherwise, if somebody is stuck up somewhere, then that is like a dead man. Bhagavatam describes this. Mother Devahuti tells this. Nehyat karma dharma aya naviragaya kalpate natirth pad sevaya jivan naprimito hisa. So that work which does not lead to dharma, nehyat karma dharma aya naviragaya kalpate, and that sort of dharma or occupational duty that does not lead to vairagya or renunciation, and that sort of renunciation that does not lead to devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, somebody is simply stuck up somewhere. If somebody is performing his own occupational duty and he is just stuck up, he does not want to understand that is there anything higher than this, so then such a person is like dead person. Jivan napi mitohisa. Such a person, although he is living, he is dead. So therefore, as one is, although Prabhupada writes that everybody is, cannot follow that ultimate process, the loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, still if somebody is going by stairs, one has to be very conscious that one is progressing ahead. And one should acquire more and more knowledge, so that one will either progress gradually or suddenly will take to the elevator to reach to the ultimate destination. So, as I quoted this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, the case of Mother Devahuti. So in the beginning, she was married to Kardam Muni and she was serving very faithfully Kardam Muni. As a chaste wife, she was very faithfully serving. And at last, Kardam Muni wanted to give transcendental knowledge. Not at last, in the beginning itself, before he made the plan plain. In the beginning itself, Kardam Muni was going to give the transcendental knowledge, and Kardam Muni was giving vision to Devahuti because she had served very faithfully her husband. He said, Yeme swadharma nirtasya tapas samadhi vidyatma yoga vijita bhagavat prasada. Taneva te madanu sevanya varuddhan drishtim prapasya vidram bhayana shokan. Yeme swadharma, by performing my dharma, yeme swadharma nirtasya tapas samadhi, by performing tapasya and by going into samadhi, I have attained that platform, that state, which is so nice, so blissful it is. I have attained the grace of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he says, Drishtim prapasya vitram me bhayana shokam. And I will give you transcendental eyes, Drishtim prapasya, by which you can see what I have attained. You, because you have served me very faithfully, therefore you also become, you also can share what I have attained. So Kardama Muni was telling in this way to Mother Devahuti, and Mother Devahuti said that you had promised that you will give me children. So then Karda Muni devises the plane, and then they both travel in the plane outer space for a long period of time. And after traveling for a very long period of time, enjoying sense gratification, then when Kardam Muni gave daughters, then Kardam Muni was just departing. That time Mother Devotee tells that I have been cheated by the insurmountable energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She could realize now. She had served her husband very, very faithfully, but and her husband was also showing that just see how blissful it is, the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kardam Muni was giving that vision to Mother Devahuti, but Mother Devahuti wanted something else at that time. So Kardam Muni, after giving daughters, he was going away. Then Devahuti was lamenting that I have become cheated. And she's, because she was the emperor of such a great personality, Swayambhuva Manu, and her husband was very, very glorious. So Swayambhuva Manu also attained the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, spiritual world. And here Kardam Muni also attained the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Devahuti was also expecting that she will also attain that spiritual platform. So she was saying that I got cheated, but because somehow or other I was associated with a personality like you, Sangoya Sansite Hetu Rasasu Vitodhya. Sayava Sadhushikrito Nisangatvaya Kalpate. Even if the association of a saintly person is done in ignorance, then that opens the door of liberation. So here Mother Devahuti could realize at last that yes, I have committed some mistake, I have been cheated by the insurmountable energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore she says to Kardam Muni, she regrets before Kardam Muni, and then Kardam Muni also tells that you don't worry, Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Lord Kapil, they will come and he will instruct you. So Mother Devahuti was not like somebody who got stuck up somewhere in the stairs. Nayat karam dharmaya navirage kalpate. She was conscious about attaining to the highest platform of devotional service, and ultimately she attained also. So any practitioner has to be very, very conscious when he is progressing. And how one will understand that whether one is progressing towards the ultimate destination or not? How is it possible to understand for us? So in this connection, there is description of Lord Vyasdev. So Vyasdev had compiled all the Vedic literatures. And after compiling all the Vedic literature, Vyasdev was dissatisfied at heart. He compiled even Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, he compiled. The different Vedic literatures he compiled. He compiled Bhagavad Gita, the different Puranas he compiled. And after all this, he was dissatisfied at heart. So when one actually engages in the loving service to the Supreme Personality of God, what happens? One becomes satisfied at heart. Vyasdev said that I have faithfully served spiritual master, unpretentiously served a spiritual master, and I have divided the Vedas into parts, and I have compiled Mahabharata, by which even women, Vaishyas, Shudras, they can take advantage and they will become elevated. Still, why my heart is not satisfied? So he was thinking in this way. So Prabhupada writes that perfection is not attained in Prabhupada writes, perfection is not attained unless the heart is not satisfied. In order to attain perfection, one's heart should become satisfied by the practice of devotional service. If heart has not become satisfied, it means that there is some mistake one is committing. And therefore, one has to introspect, just like Vyasdev is introspective. And he's trying to understand that what is the problem. And before Narad Muni comes, Lord Krishna himself gives indication to Vyasadeva that Vyasadeva did not glorify exclusively the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And later on Narad Muni also comes and Narad Muni confirms the same statement that Vyasadeva was feeling from inside, and then he could understand that yes, he has not glorified exclusively the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way he started to write Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the exclusive glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here the gradual process is described. Like in Bhagavad Gita also, there is Karma Yoga, there is Bhakti Yoga, and there is Dhyan Yoga. But what is stressed in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes, as far as Bhagavad Gita is concerned, it is the direct method that is stressed. So there are many scriptures and there are many things stressed. There are many dharmas which are Kaitav dharma. But as far as Bhagavad Gita, as far as especially Srimad Bhagavatam is concerned, all such religious principles are being kicked out. Dharma projita kaitavata parmo nirmat saranam satam. All the kaitav dharmas which are simply social behavior or elevation to the higher planetary systems, which does not bring one to the loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such type of all the kaitav dharmas like dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Moksha that comes in the category of salokya, samipya, sarupya, the five kinds of liberation that a pure devotee does not accept. All such types of dharmas are being kicked out from Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, sarupya bhakti is just described in Srimad Bhagavatam. But Bhagavatam mentions that all such bogus dharmas are kicked out. And in this way, when Srila Vyasadeva, he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, he was feeling satisfaction in his heart. So Bhagavad Gita also progresses in the same way, but it stresses the direct method. Karma Yoga is described, Jnana Yoga is also described, Bhakti Yoga is also described. So many times devotees, they come together and they start to stress their own opinion. Like if somebody may be attracted to something from Gita or from some scripture, he may be emphasizing his own thing, other devotee may be pointing out his own thing. And both of them may be trying to establish their own opinion. So in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, there were many people when he was touring to the South India who came and they tried to establish their own opinion. Mayavadis came, Tattvavadis came. Different people came and everybody has their own practice and they try to establish their own opinion. But Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broke everyone's opinion into pieces. Nije nije shastrat gahe sabai prachanda sarvamata dushi prabhu kare khanda khanda. Everybody nije nije shastrat gahe, they had their own faith and they had their own scriptures. Sabai prachanda, and they were all very expert logicians, very expert in presenting their own opinions, but sarvamata dushi prabhu kare khanda khanda. Mahaprabhu broke everyone's opinions. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends this Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam pramana mamlam prema pumartha mahan. That Srimad Bhagavatam emphasizes what? Prema pumartha mahan. The topmost is prema. Like in Bhagavatam also, the duties of brahmana, the duties of kshatriya is described, duties of vaishya is described, duties of shudra is described, and brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas, what they are supposed to do, that is also described. Gradual process is described, step by step process described, and there is a direct elevator. In 7th canto there are chapters which describing the duties to be performed by brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. But ultimately it states that simply by performing brahmacharya one cannot attain the supreme destination. Rahu ganayata tapsa nayati na cheje nirvapna grahadva. Nachandasana Jalagni Surya Vinamahat Padra Yogishekam. By strictly observing the principles of Brahmacharya, by strictly following the principles of Grihastha Ashram, Sannyas Ashram, by surrounding oneself by fire in the summer season, or by submerging oneself in the water in the winter season, by all these methods one cannot attain the lotus feet of the Personality of Godhead. How it will happen? Vina Mahat Pad Rajobhishekam. Unless and until one serves the lotus feet of great personalities, great devotees like Kardam Muni, as Mother Devahuti served, so one cannot attain that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Or here also it is stated that direct process is described. What is stressed is very important actually. Bhagavad Gita is stressing what? Bhagavad Gita is stressing direct method, that is stressed. So direct method is stressed, that is direct method is loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly about Bhagavatam, what is the emphasis of Srimad Bhagavatam? That is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vyaktkari Bhagavate kahe bar bar, Kali Yuga Dharma Naam Sankirtana Sar. Vyaktkari means the Bhagavatam states. How many times it states? Like something that is stressed in Srimad Bhagavatam Gita, in somewhere in the chapter, or Prabhupada also describes something. Like Prabhupada writes at one place that if there are more women, one can marry more than one woman. One can keep more than one wife, like that Prabhupada said. At one place it is stated like that. If women increase in number. So one disciple of Srila Prabhupada took this statement and went to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, you have written like this. So can I also do that? And Prabhupada said, I have written so many things. You are finding that thing over there? You are not finding so many other things that I have written. So Prabhupada has written so many things. Prabhupada is pointing out so many things. But what he is emphasizing actually? What Srimad Bhagavatam is emphasizing? So Vyaktkari Bhagavate kahe bar bar. Bar bar means again and again. Bar bar Kali Yuga Dharma Naam Sankirtana Sar. In the age of Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma is Naam Sankirtan. This is the Sar, this is the essence. This is what is stressed again and again. So those who are intelligent, they take to direct method, or that which is stressed, that which is most essential. Those who are sargrahi, but those who are bharvahi, they become yoked up somewhere in the stairs. Srimad Bhagavatam describes this. Kalim sabhajayantyarya gunagya sarbhagina. Sarbhagina, those who are sargrahi devotees, those who take the essence. Like if one gives water and milk to a swan, what the swan does? Swan takes the essence. Swan takes out the milk and leaves the water. So devotees are like swans. So similarly, these swans do not go to filthy garbage. They go to a place where environment is very nice, where lotus flowers are grown, and they take essence from there. But crows, they go where filthy areas they go. So our acharyas, they are compared to the swans, paramhansas. These are hansas, but acharyas are paramhansa. Paramhansa means they read all the scriptures and they take out the essence. Nana shastra vichara naikanipuno sadharma sansthapanaka. After scrutinizingly studying all the Vedic literatures, they establish the real dharma. There are many Vedic literatures they took out from all of those Vedic literatures and they stressed the devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Kalim Sabhajayantyarya Gunagya Sarbhagina. Sarbhagina, those who are Sargahi devotees, Sabhajayantyarya, those who are learned scholars, they came together and they decided that Yatra Sankirtanena Sar Swartha Abhilabhate. This Sankirtan of the holy name Rup Gun Lila of the Lord, it fulfills everyone's all desires. So here one thing is described, gradual process by going through the stairs, and other is elevator. So even if one is one wants some material happiness, still one should take to the direct process, because everyone's All desires are fulfilled. Sarva sartha avilapate. No matter what kind of desire one may have material desire, one may have spiritual desire, or whatever desire one may have, all different varieties of desires will become fulfilled by accepting the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. If one wants knowledge, here it is stated, the gradual process of renunciation, knowledge, meditation and realization of Super Soul and Brahman should be followed for gradual process. But knowledge will also come. There is verse Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhagavati Yakti Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Ashru Vairagyam Jnanam Chayadhadikam. Means Jnana and Vairagya, knowledge and renunciation, they automatically follow. Those who follow the principles of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So rather than going through the gradual process, it's better always to take up to the direct method, or the method that is emphasized in the Vedic literatures, that is stressed. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking to Ramanand Rai, so Ramanand Rai was making so many statements in the beginning and quoting from Vedic literatures, from Bhagavad Gita. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initially was saying what? Eho Bahya. This is external. Eho Bahya. This is external. This is external. So many things he said external. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Aage kahe aar. Please tell something more. And Ramanand Rai start to speak out something. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jnana Pryas Mudpasanamante Jivandisan Mukritam Bhavdiya Vartam. Mahaprabhu said, okay, this is all right. This is all right. This is all right. And then Mahaprabhu said, Aage kaha yaar, say something more. And Ramananda started to quote from Bhagavatam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Eho Uttam. So Mahaprabhu also in Chaitanya Charitamrit, in his talk to Ramananda Rai, giving three different categories of what Ramananda Rai is speaking. Eho Bahya, Eho Hai, this is Bahya, this is external. Eho hai, this is all right. This is all right. And then Eho Uttam, this is highest. So when one is following the different principles that is described to be followed in the gradual process, one should try to understand that what is the topmost? How can I attain to that topmost thing that is described? So what happens when one attains to that topmost principle, the loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So it is described that when one attains to that platform, then automatically, simply by hearing the holy name of the Lord, simply by hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one becomes attracted. Mad gun shruti matrena mai saru bhashaya Manogati Ravichana Yatha Gangam Vasabuddha. Just like Ganga flows uninterruptedly, any obstacle that comes in between Ganga just passes by and it flows naturally down towards the sea. Goes on flowing. So similarly, those who attain to that platform, they naturally become attracted. Madguna Shruti Matrana, simply by hearing my holy name or the qualities, they become attracted. Just like Ganga is naturally flowing, they become naturally attracted towards me. That is the nature of the pure devotees, as loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we see in the life of all our acharyas, Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Vamsi Das Babaji Maharaj, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, they will come together and they will simply discuss the hearing the different pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, chanting the holy names of the Lord. Prabhupada also writes that the six Goswamis, when they were staying in Vrindavan, when they will come together, they will do kirtan of the Lord. And when they are alone, they will simply chant or meditate upon Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is the platform of pure devotional service. So, two kinds of devotional service described, that is regulative principles and the way of full attachment in love. Way of regulative principle is what? That is Vaidhi Bhakti. That is described in Nectar of Devotion. And full attachment in love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is what? That is Raganuga Bhakti. So Prabhupada writes in Bhagavatam 4th canto, to attain to that Raganuga platform, the full attachment and love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to strictly follow the principles of Vaidhi Bhakti. If one will very strictly follow the principles of Vaidhi Bhakti and is very sincere in progressing forward, then one will come to the platform of Raganuga Bhakti. Otherwise, if one will suddenly try to imitate the activities of one situated on the loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then that will become like Sahajiya. In this way, this Jain Dharma came out. Lord Rishabhdev was there, he was exhibiting the symptoms of Paramhansa. And later on, the one who established Jain Dharma, they also accept Lord Rishabhdev. But they do not so ardently follow the principles that Lord Rishabhdev describes in Bhagavatam 5th canto. He tried to imitate the different activities of Lord Rishabhdev, remaining naked and simply whatever external he was maintaining, he tried to imitate, and he propounded a new philosophy. In this way Jain Dharma came about. So he was simply imitating the external behavior of Lord Rishabhdev, but he could not understand the internal spirit that Lord Rishabhdev maintained. Just like Daksha Prajapati also could not understand the internal spirit of Lord Shiva. So if one simply tries to imitate the external behavior, that is like Sahajya. Prabhupada writes this in the section of Bhagavatam 5th canto. And in this way only Jain Dharma came about. So in order to attain to this platform of pure devotional service, one has to very, very strictly follow the way of regulative principles, and one has to introspect so that one will progress further, and one will in this way one will come to the platform of pure devotional service. So time is already over. Anybody wants to ask any question? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.